Is a new COVID wave coming? Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Well, certainly I don't think there's a need to panic.
White House COVID advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci telling Fox News the subvariant now on the rise in the U.S. is more transmissible than the original Omicron, but there's still no evidence it's any more dangerous in terms of hospitalizations or deaths. He also says pulling back on restrictions like indoor masking and waning immunity may also be contributing to the rise.
You've got to have a balance. We all want to return to a degree of normality.
He says if the subvariant BA2 begins to have a major impact on disease severity, then they'd need to reconsider the response. A prayer for peace in Ukraine.
In questi giorni, notizie, immagini
Pope morte Francis continue, praying before a statue of the Madonna alongside an invited group, including bishops and priests in St. Peter's Basilica, asking forgiveness that humanity had forgotten the sacrifices of two world wars. President Biden thanking U.S. troops today on a visit to Poland.
You represent 1% of the American people. None of you have to be here. You all decided to be here for your country.
Also visiting Ukrainian refugees in Poland while appealing again for democracies to remain united against Russia's aggression. Nearly 50 years after the hijacking of a school bus full of children, the last of three men convicted is recommended for parole. Commissioners in California deciding Frederick Woods is no longer a danger to the public. He'd been denied parole 17 times, even as the two other hijackers were released. Woods, who's now 70, calls the hijacking near Chowchilla a heinous act, says he takes full responsibility. The plan was to hold the children and driver for ransom. They were buried in an underground bunker, but managed to dig their way out more than a day later. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A theme park in Florida remains closed after a 14-year-old boy fell hundreds of feet to his death last night on a drop tower-style ride.
The accident happened at Orlando's Icon Park and the Orlando Freefall, which raises riders 450 feet in the air before hurtling them towards the ground at 75 miles an hour. It's possible the harness didn't properly secure the boy. State regulators will inspect the ride now, but it has never had a safety violation in the past.
Fox's Eben Brown. Sheriff's officials in Florida say at this point it appears to have been a tragic accident. Republican lawmakers in Utah override the Republican governor's veto of a bill banning transgender youth athletes from playing on girls' teams. This after a letter from the governor that said such laws target vulnerable transgender kids who are already at high risk of suicide. Governor Spencer Cox was the second Republican governor this week to overrule state lawmakers on a sports participation ban amid a nationwide debate on transgender issues. The humanitarian crisis from the war in Ukraine continues to inspire relief efforts around the world, including a concert in Britain.
Musicians are stepping up to help Ukrainians amid the Russia invasion of their country. Ed Sheeran, Snow Patrol, and Camila Cabello are among the performers at the upcoming Concert for Ukraine. The fundraising efforts will go directly to the Disasters Emergency Committee Ukraine Humanitarian Appeal. Also on board, Nile Rodgers and Chic. The concert will be held in Birmingham, England, March 29th, the Spice Girls' Emma Bunton will be one of the hosts. The concert will be broadcast across ITV, STV, and ITV Hub. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Late rally on Wall Street after a mixed session. The Dow, S&P, NASDAQ all finishing higher for the week. The Dow gains 153 today. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.